Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night here, and tonight I'm gonna be making the I'm pretty much taking my own test, my own it's the sex party fantasies request thing I posted up tonight. And if you haven't read through the instructions, here what it is. I think I put in 10 different themes to a sex part to sex parties, and what I want to know is what you would wear to it. And the key is be descriptive, okay? Don't just say you'd show up naked or you'd wear a tux, okay? That's not exactly an answer. It doesn't really tell any. It didn't like get out any information about you individually. Yeah, I'm pretty much just doing this just for fun, and I felt like some of my fans might find it interesting. So, to start it off, we've got casual is the first thing, the first theme. My casual dress is pretty simple. Black and white Converse sneakers, dark wash jeans, and a graphic tee that's of like either pop culture reference or mostly video game references. For this example, I think I'll just mention the shirt that I just bought recently online. I'm still waiting for it to come in, and I want it now. But it's a reference from Zelda Ocarina of Time. It is the Song of Storms music thing. Like it's like that music bar, and then it's got A down up, which is like the quote music keys that you play. Excuse me, hiccup. And then below that it says make it rain. And so yeah, I cannot wait for that shirt. And so I think under this one I would wear some sex toys. I'd probably just wear some boy short panties, and have like a bullet or remote vibrator on my clit. Ooh, no, I'll have my Wii Vibe, because that one's pretty easy. Because I can like, because like part of it like goes in my pussy, and the other one, just the other part of it sits on my clit, and then I have my little remote, and I can control like what by kind of vibe, like the style of vibrations that are going on. I think that'd be fun. And it'd get me definitely warmed up as I'm trying to find my partner or partners. The next theme is slumber party. This one's mostly gauging towards like, just bedroom lingerie and, bedroom wear, that kind of thing. For this one, I would wear knee-high latex boots, red. All this whole outfit's red, by the way. Well, you know what? No, one of my other costumes I want to be red. So for this one, purple, violet purple. So let me back up. Latex, purple, knee-high boots, not heels, just flat boots. I'm 6 foot. I don't need to be tall enough, and I'd probably fall over within 2 steps. And then purple ruffled. No, these ones. Okay, the panties are gonna be black. Black ruffled panties. And then a corset. I'm thinking purple lace fabric, or excuse me, silk fabric, and then over top is black lace, like a floral lace pattern, and the vintage, like lace up back. Absolutely, gotta have that. And then, I would have a sheer purple cardigan. And if you don't know what a cardigan is, it is pretty much a long sweater that you just kind of wear over your shoulders, and like it has sleeves, but there's no buttons on the front. This is not something you button up. And this would be sheer, and it would be floor length. So as I walked, it would kind of flow behind me like a cape. Like good way to attract attention and see if I could catch any eyes and get who I want that evening. Toys. Ooh, what would I do for toys? I don't think I would need any toys at this point for this costume. I don't think I would. Because, at least for me, I'm pretty limited on toys that I would actually do. Because it's either just a bullet that I'd put on my clit or something I would shove up my pussy. So I think I'd skip toys this time. Modern high class and luxury. This one, oh, I want to have fun with this one. I've got this dress in my mind, okay? It's a halter, which means like the strap that holds it up, it just goes around your neck, okay? So it's a halter dress, very low cut, nice shot of cleavage. And again, floor length. I'm a tall chick, and floor length dresses are very flashy with a tall chick. And definitely one side of the dress is cut pretty high, so like, I can show off like a good like my whole leg pretty much. I want to do that. And then shoes. Oh, I didn't like mention shoes at my slumber party. No, I did. I'm stupid. For shoes, I want those like I don't know what they're called. I think they're like I remember hearing one time they're like gladiator sandals. Okay, I'll try to explain it. It's just like a flat bottom and it's kind of like a sandal, like it's got like a little space where you put your toe through, okay? And then these one in particular, there's like a strap that you kind of crisscross and like wrap around your leg and it goes up. I won't mind going a little up to my knee, ooh, or even my thigh. That'd be hot. And so I would wear those, obviously matching my dress, red. Yes, my dress is red. And since I have gauges, I would get gauges that would fit my ears that have like diamonds, like a giant diamond each ear, to fit in my gauges, because that'd be very flashy. Hair up in a bun, with a little bit down over one eye. I have short hair, so I don't know how I would do this. It, for fantasy, let's say my hair is like past, like my at the middle of my back, so I've got some hair left to actually make it a bun. Let's see. What would I? I was just thinking maybe some vibrating nipple clamps. Because I think the fabric for this dress would probably something light and thin. Maybe silk, but something maybe a fabric that's a little more stiffer. But I'm not very good with fabrics. But they would also obviously be able to be like noticed through the fabric. I mean, it's not see-through, but you'd see the bumps. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good. Ooh, maybe I'll wear gloves, like some red latex gloves that go to my elbow. That sounds good. Yeah, like some maybe a bracelet that were also diamonds. Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good. It'd be even better if I had a little slave on a chain I could be toting right behind me. Ooh, very classy chain. Like, no, I don't like gold. No, so it'd be silver. All right, fantasy, or sorry, fairy tale and folklore. I was gonna go the Disney route, but then well, yeah, she is Disney. The first idea I had was Maleficent. I love Maleficent, and of course, I went and saw the newest one with Angelina Jolie. And by the way, it was fantastic. Jesus Christ, she is Angelina Jolie did such a good job, and she's hot, of course. And I think that is a rendition of Maleficent I would do because towards the end, she wears a black leather like skin tight suit, and it's like got a bit of like a corset thing going on. It's really I was not able to find a picture, but if you maybe go find like Maleficent and 5, fight scene, you'll probably see it, and yeah, you can see for yourself. Okay, day at the beach. I think I'd probably just wear my usual bathing suit. I usually wear like boy short bathing suits. I like bot okay, two piece by the way. I like bottoms that have like a little belt, and then of course a bikini top. It's kind of like a cut off cami, like it's a top of a bikini, but it really cups your boobs better because I have huge tits. I can't just wear like little pieces of fabric over my nipples because my boobs are gonna fall out. So I feel like my bathing suits are still pretty sexy, but they support my boobs a lot better. So then I can like go actually play in the water and not just sit on the beach or in a lounge chair looking sexy. I can actually not, go play because I do enjoy the water very much. And of course, like some flip flops and sunglasses, maybe a sun hat. As for toys, I would, I feel like I would actually look a little weird. I was just gonna say a little bullet on my clit, but then when I'm thinking about it would make me look like there's like a little bulge down there and it'd probably scare some guys away. So let's just say no bullet. Ooh, time travel. This one I was not really sure about at first, but I thought it was an interesting concept. Like I was actually really happy when I thought of this one. Just 'cause like it gives everybody the opportunity, like a really big, like there's so many choices. I just wanted to say that, and I honestly started thinking about like, ooh, like I would have like a certain kind of time period for like the snack table, because don't even start. Okay, this is a party one, so you gotta have your snack table. On top of it, people are gonna be having sex, and after some activity, you're gonna get hungry. Some hunger pangs are gonna set in. So, the snack table will be like set a certain way for a time period, like the 50s, and like have like a picture of one of those really old fridges in the background. Then like another corner of the room would be like really futuristic. I want to say like almost Tron looking, but I feel like that's kind of stupid. Regardless, this would actually be a really fun one to actually have a party for. Now, what I would wear, I'm like really not sure. Part of me really wants to do like the 60s look of a knee dr like knee length dress, very poofy, like as I walked, like it kept it chafed, like there's so much of that sheer fluffy fabric that makes a dress poof out a lot. There's so much of it that it's oh my goodness. The inspiration that this gave me was this one dress that I saw, Belle from Diaries of a Call Girl, Secret Diaries of a Call Girl. She for this little fantasy, she wore this one dress, and that was where it came from. So I'd have like it'd be cut off at the shoulders, little white sh lace gloves, hair done up with like a little flower in my head, like a little clip in my hair, and I think for this one, I'd be wearing very short high heels. I think I'd be cute. Either that or. Ooh, Western. Oh, that would be a good one. Salon girl from like. Oh gosh. That would have been for the 1800s, I believe. Yeah. So long dress. It's got like that bump on the back, like that little like bow back where like right where the butt is, and it kind of like stands out a little bit more, but it's more tight up around the chest. The dress would kind of like sit on my boobs, like there's no strap. and lots of makeup, and probably have a few lagers in my hand. And some of those, oh, I love these boots. Okay, these ones unfortunately are another high heel thing, but I don't know. I think I'd try to find something else that wasn't. But it's got like the corset lace up, it's only on the front and it goes close to the knees. That's where it stops. I'd have those right underneath. For this one, oh my gosh, I would have probably something like my Wii Vibe in me. Like, so I'd have a little bit inside me and a vibrator right on my clit. Gosh. I feel like there's like someone is so limited with like what toys they can just walk around with. Because I think on this one I wouldn't want nipple clamps. Because I just think the dress is like, so elegant. I wouldn't want to ruin it with like these little bumps. Fantasy and kinks. Oh wait, no, I skipped the gamer cosplay. This one's really easy. Oh my gosh. And I feel like I don't even need to describe these ones because these are just things you can go onto Google Images and search. So I'm not gonna really go into detail on these ones. But the characters I would play is my Shepard from Mass Effect. It's especially the armor that you can make in Mass Effect 3 where you can not have that red stripe, and instead of you can change that color. It's black armor with a purple stripe, and then it would just be me. Red short hair, and I would get purple contacts because my character had purple eyes. Either that or Moxie from Borderlands 2, the purple outfit. I really like the purple outfit. She had a red one in Mass, or sorry, Borderlands 1, like the first one. Either that or Chell from Portal. And I'm sure nobody who's been a longtime fan of mine is surprised about that one. I'm pointing towards my Gladys audio. So the next one is the fantasy and kinks theme. This one you're trying to dress for your ultimate fantasy. I feel like this one is going to be a really challenging one, but I wanted to do it. Because I feel like with some people's fantasy, it would get a little tricky, but for mine, it wouldn't be too much. Mine is just a simple, maybe a baby doll. Anybody who doesn't know what a baby doll is, it's think corset, only it's tight around the boobs like a bra, but then the rest is like a very flowing fabric and it can go over your butt or like just down a little bit. Mine would be just like, the bra piece black. I love black. And then from like out under the bust down, it would extend past my butt. It would just be a sheer fabric that you could see under. Probably a black thong. No shoes or no nothing. I would just walk around barefoot if I could do it. And I would of course have a crop with me. And I think that would be about it. No toys. My crop is my prop. I did not plan that. But to reveal my ultimate fantasy, I've kind of said this one a bunch, where I want to have at least two or more men. It being my subs and having three or more some with them, and they are all trying to please me. That is my ultimate fantasy, and I think that's probably what I would wear to it. Okay. Ooh, Raisin Clubs. Ooh, this one I was like, oh, that is a good one. I was really excited about this one because I love parties. Okay. I love the energy, the music. You can grind with each other and just like really get some good energy flowing in a room, especially sexual energy. Oh my gosh. Anybody who hasn't really been to a rave or a party or even a club, it is just like fucking pulsing in there with how much like sexual energy that flows through that place like that. So with this one, I would definitely wear, yeah, okay, some black latex pants, okay, something nice and tight. I would wear a belt, and on the buckle would or no, all around the belt would be glowing with different neon colors. If I could find something like this, I would want it to change color, like kind of morph or change from one color to the next gradually, okay? Probably wear some Converse, weave some glow sticks through the laces, or if I could find it, some glow-in-the-dark laces. Most likely ne just plain neon colors like green or pink. And then here's the best part. I want nipple clamps with glow sticks on them. That's it. No top, just nipple clamp glow sticks. I'd probably maybe like wear some tape over my nipples just so I don't get arrested on public on my way to the party, or I just wear a coat. But then, of course, they'd be like the clamps would be pinching my nipples. Probably have some glow, one of those like glow teeth things, like you put it in your mouth and it makes your mouth glow. Glow contacts, because I wear glasses and I would definitely get some contacts that glow in the dark. And of course, some glow in the dark gauges. Of course, I don't even think I even need to mention those. But ooh, that one just sounds like so much fun. That would be the one that I would go to and be the most excited about. Greek mythology and togas. This one I just kind of thought of as like a last thing, just because I looked at my name, Goddess by Night, and the thing is like every time I think of that, I am always reminded about Greek mythology. This is not a foreshadowing of any audios I'm planning right now. Not at all. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. And so for this one, I would dress my part as a goddess. At least I would try to. I feel like a lot of the inspiration that I have for this outfit came from 300 because I love that movie. And yeah. All right, so I gotta go with the toga look, but I would go with the look of the single sheet, so it kind of wraps around my body. All right, so it would start at my waist, like it would wrap around my waist at first, okay, and then you take the two corners, and then it wraps around my stomach, and then up towards my chest, so my belly kind of shows a little bit. If you do this correctly, because there will be like a strap that I pull to pull those two pieces apart so you can see my belly, but it covers my tits, and then it ties or clips with something golden right behind the neck. And like I said, yeah, there's like a little like gold chain that pulls that the strip that goes right up the stomach apart so you can see my belly and like just kind of looks like a figure eight almost. Or at least the bottom of an eight. I hope I described that enough and I haven't confused everybody. But of course I would wear those Greek sandals that wrap around the leg again. These ones would be gold. I normally don't like gold, but in Greek mythology, gold is pretty big. I would, of course, wear one of those like leaf crown things. Like it's like the things the Greeks did where it like starts, it's like pointed off of one side of your head, then it kind of goes back around the back of your skull, and then the other piece kind of pokes forward like that. And of course, that would be gold with like some vines wrapped around it going all the way around. Gotta have some of that gold like bicep bands around one arm. Plenty of bracelets, lots of jewelry. And I feel like I wouldn't even need a sex toy for this one because I feel like in this one I would just be in my element. And of course, no panties. Okay, there's no even question. Anytime you're invited to a toga party, you don't wear underwear. Period. All right. That's the whole part of it because then you can really get up on somebody and reach under their toga. Feel around. This is not from personal experience. All right. So that is my sex party fantasies audio. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I gave everybody some very lovely mental images. And I hope some other people decide to do this one. See you guys later. Good night.